Good morning to Dolores and Kathy, regular viewers of our Facebook channel. We broadcast the show every day on Facebook, YouTube and X. If you work from home, work in the home or just are at home, you can watch us on your smart TV or your Fire Stick as well. Just type in Highland Radio Ireland, and with air up on your big screen, you can see all of our guests and the conversation and videos and pictures that we play out over the course of the morning. As I say, on our Facebook pages and on the X platform as well. Greg, why is Israel allowed to participate in the Eurovision Song Contest in the first place when it's not part of Europe? Same applies to European soccer competitions. It's just the way it is. Australia's in there as well. Russia play in Europe, don't they, when they were allowed to play? It just so happens that's the way it is. Kevin Backhurst had no issue with the Euro contest until the NUJ spoke up. Bit like our government pay lip service to Palestine to pretend they care while at the same time cozying up to Israel. Food being denied for 2 months and Martin and Harris decide to comment now. Their silence has been deafening, says Martin. Gripped Media are the only media who did their homework on the landlords and other. I'm not having to go at Gripped Media, by the way. There's tons of media in this country. The easy solution is make the Eurovision, make a choice. Each country is opposing Israel's inclusion, should abstain from the Eurovision. That's more valuable, keeping Israel in or losing Templo's acts from the overall show. But no one's going to take that stance. I'm really sick of you can't talk about. No one has shut up about immigration for as long as I've lived. I remember everyone going absolutely cuckoo bananas over Polish people in 2004. Yeah, indeed, you're right. It's not a new conversation. I think it's just the tone of the conversation is a little bit different now. Regarding plan and permission, they put in the planning for something and then turn it into an IPAS centre. There are two locations that I'm aware of in Letterkenny where this has happened. It's the same company putting in the planning all over the country. Imagine there are 20,000 IPAS applications in Ireland. If we give half of them the go-ahead, we'll end up with more people. Once the application is accepted, the applicant is allowed to bring their family members to Ireland. This could soon turn 10,000 applicants to 40,000. Of course, it all depends on whether they're given asylum as well, and so on and so forth. Noted distinct absence of rainbow flags in St. Peter's Square yesterday. Hopefully this lack of diversity and acceptance of LGBT people will change with this new Pope. Other big news yesterday, Joe Duffy hanging up his big salary. Well, he's got a few pokers in the fire. Yeah, Joe Duffy is stopping his Lifeline show. 27 years, I think he did it. Marion before him. I can remember listening to Marion Finucane on that programme. It's terrible how time flies. He's not going yet, though. I think he's going at the end of June, but they must have had to make the announcement yesterday because he wants to go on the Late Late Show tonight, and it's the last show of the summer season. So presumably that accelerated the public announcement of that. It'll be interesting to see what they do next or who takes that job or if they keep the same format. You know, it's been pretty much the same for a long time. And I know Katie Hannon stands in for Joe Duffy, but I'm not sure she'd want to step away from Hard News to take that full time. Like listening to the show, it's different now. You do note that, and we do it, but not too frequently, if you know what I mean, whereby you see something on social media and, you know, you try and give that a platform as well. They try, to some extent, to hide that, right? So there's a lot of enticing to get people on the show. We're blessed because we get so many people that come on, even given our smaller population, so many people come on and text and stuff. So I don't know where the future of just a phone-in show in and of itself goes. If they're going to continue that, do you care? What's your views? 086 60 25,000. Greg, the panel's talking about no facilities for asylum seekers in Donegal, and we all know that is true. With no housing, transport, etc., yet the same people of Donegal bent over backwards to get the same government in again, so you reap what you sow. Those that voted Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, though, might welcome the change in language on that topic as well. I don't know. Hi, Greg. Who would have ever thought that an American would be elected Pope, and the new Pope's mother was a black from New Orleans and father is from the Caribbean? That's different information to what I had. And the new Pope is also a dual Peruvian citizen who spent 20 years in Peru. The world is certainly changing, hopefully for the better. Does Christy know the millions being made by landlords on the back of this? Are taxes making greedy rich people even richer? Hi, Greg. Why do councillors fail to consult with the people about IPAS centres? Why do councillors conceal this information? The political establishment do not serve the interests of the Irish people. Again, I find myself stepping in to defend councillors. This is completely outside of their They don't have foreknowledge of this. In particular, they're not told, oh, there's an IPAS centre being planned for such and such a place. There's an executive of the council, and then there is local authority members. I mean, if I was a councillor, I'd be going through planning and see what was happening in my local area and highlight it, and some do. But it's not up to councillors to make these decisions. In fact, the councillor are informed to a great extent when this is happening. But what they have control over is whether planning permission is given locally or exemption fives are granted, in fairness. Ask Greg to discuss some of the nonsense and rubbish that Christie wrote in the local paper this week. Taxpayers' money is being wasted in this country on a daily basis. His views seem to be, if you disagree with government policies, you're far right. Thank God to be far right. The Irish people are starting to wake up. I didn't read his column, to be honest with you. And, you know, people are entitled to views. And what bothers me a little bit is those that sort of would be the biggest advocates for free speech or for, you know, being against hate speech, then try and silence people with a different view to them, and conversely, vice versa. Practice what you preach. People have opinions. You may agree or disagree. Talk it out. You know, we surround ourselves nowadays by people that agree with us. We join groups whereby everybody in that group is of the same view. And it could be on anything. It could be on sexuality, gender, immigration, left, right, centre. It doesn't matter. But we find ourselves in groups whereby everyone in that group agrees with us. And how does constantly having your own views enforced sort of help us grow as people? I'm not judging anyone, but I'm sure if you're listening and you've got strong views, you've found yourself in a pocket of people with similar views. Eventually, that's the way it ends up. Harry, typical liberal. Yes, take them, but not on my doorstep. Another live and let live. People are coming from all over the world and we're seeing an increase in violence and rapes. You can contend that, to be honest. I did notice the Liberal was covering a very serious crime, which I can't talk about, but it's before the courts, that's in this space. And then there was other attacks, other assaults and what have you, whereby the people were originally from Letterkenny, both the victims and the perpetrators. Again, they're being I have to be careful what I say, but they're being investigated. But what's happening is nationally now, it's all being framed as if there's a certain group of individuals are responsible for all of this. And I mean, we all want the truth, don't we? But anyway, a caller says, people are coming from all over the world and we're seeing an increase in violence and rapes. Our major difference is the Irish worked for their living in other countries, and if they committed a crime, they faced jail and deportation. Harry said he didn't know if he would mind non-documented living next door to him, and herein lies the issue. It's okay so long as it's not on my doorstep. And let's not forget, though, the overwhelming majority of immigration is people coming here on work visas, working in FDIs, health and research and all that kind of stuff. A caller says, hopefully the new Pope will modernise the church's view on same-sex marriage, women, priests and abortion to take the church forward into the 21st century. Is that what you would like? I mean, maybe you're Catholic, non-Catholic, practising, non-practising. Would you like the church to be more inclusive? Or would you be of the view that you need, you want the church to be, even if it becomes smaller, more truer to its core values as you might see it? Let us know. 086 60 25,000. Can I ask for your help, says a listener. We have a house rented out to a lovely family. However, it has defective concrete, and this year we've been refused insurance. Does anyone know of an insurance company that will insure a rented house with DCB? As if we can't get it, we'll have no option but to end their lease. Would this be sort of rental insurance or general house insurance? And maybe you need general house insurance if you register with the ETB. Is it not the ETB? The resident, the RTB. Anyway, someone out there knows the answers to this. They've been refused house insurance because they have DCB and they don't want to throw out those living in the house. There must be a solution out there. Can anyone help, please? And we can help these people. 086 60 25,000. They sound like good people too, wanting the best for their tenants. You keep saying the EU chucked us under the bus, but never assign any blame for the morons who voted to screw everything up because of a bus from Boris. Things could have been so much worse for us if the EU just gave the UK what it wanted. I understand, but my point is what, and I'm sorry if I sound repetitive, is that we can't, we're talking about our place in Europe. And, you know, at the end of the day, our fishing industry took a big hit in Brexit. And I would just be concerned that in any tariff deals, pharmaceuticals, foreign direct investment, there's a pattern there. I just wouldn't want to see that happen again. Sorry if I'm boring you with repetition. I went to Australia in 1979. I got nothing for nothing. Tell the English, the French and the Americans to look after the refugees as they are the ones who bombed them in the first place. We're going to end up in another world war. Ashley Murphy's killer, Josef Puska, was supposed to be deported 7 years before she was killed. I think Ireland needs to fix their own problems before getting involved in other countries' situations. It's like families deal with your own before interfering in other families, especially when there's so much injustice going on. You'd be mouthing constantly and your own family falling apart. But we do that a lot, don't we? You do see that, people with their own problems, quick to judge others. I read somewhere that the 39 county councillors in Donegal signed a secret piece of paper that condemned last week's protest on Saturday. I can't get clarification. Is this true or not? It didn't condemn the protest. I'll get the letter. Can we get that letter just so I have that for absolute clarity? It was about stating Donegal. It's the letter of the councillors, the motion they agreed on. My understanding, the quick read of it, but I don't want to misrepresent it, was that it wasn't against that protest as such, but it was about saying that Ireland is Donegal is a multiracial, welcoming sort of a place. But I'll get the letter because there's been a few coming in that regard, and I hope I'm not misquoting it. Hi, Greg. Could you ask your panel why the government has banned smoking at the mental health patients' place where they're in for treatment, even outside as well? How on earth are these patients going to do without their cigarettes? That's the worst I've heard. What makes these decisions or who makes them? Bet they're not mental health doctors. Be nice to hear what Sean Murphy has to say about this. Thanks. I'm not sure Sean Murphy has any... if that is under his remit. But anyway, we've talked about that actually on the programme previously. It is something that some people are very upset about. Right, couple of requests before our break. Please play a request for Kira Grant from Illies Buncrana. It's her 10th birthday today. Happy birthday, Kira, from Granny Grandad in Torna Bratley Clonmany. Hi, just wondering, could you wish Jackie Fegan from Termin a happy 50th birthday? Happy birthday, Jackie. It is today, of course. Lots of love from Kieran, Eunice, Tiernan and Keevan. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully you've lots of celebrations planned. I'm joined in studio by Avril Ryan, who is the CEO of Gashka. You're very welcome into the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for having us. Right, now, 40 years Gashka has been going. Is that correct? Talk to us about what Gashka is.
So Gashka is the President's Award, and it's a National Informal Education Award and Personal Development Programme for young people aged 14 to 25.
And it was established in 1985. What was its sort of mission statement at its launch?
Yeah, it was established by President Hillary during the European Year of Youth. I think that was the inspiration for it. And I guess it was really important to find, an opportunity to celebrate and recognise young people's personal achievements, perhaps outside of other formal education, I suppose, settings. And it was really there to kind of build resilience, build skills, build the tools that young people can use to navigate life through all of the experiences they get on the award. So they do personal skill challenges, they do physical activity challenges, community, which is volunteering, and adventure challenges. And they progressively go from bronze to silver to gold awards. So it was all about getting them out of their comfort zone, getting them to try new things, maybe get better at things that they've already done, and just open their minds and their mindset.
And the numbers are huge, aren't they? 520,000 young people have been involved.
Absolutely. Like, generations of people in Ireland now have been involved in Gashka, over 500,000. And it's growing every year. And I think the value of the award in terms of that personal development piece has really, really grown. And that's why we want to celebrate this year with our Be the Arrow 40th Anniversary Challenge.
Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Be the Arrow is really inspired by the President's inauguration speech, President Michael D. Higgins, back in 2011, asking young people to be the arrow, not the target. Get out there and be active citizens, change makers, all of the things I think that the President echoes about the potential of young people. And we want to celebrate that 40 years inspired by that Be the Arrow, Not the Target, to get everybody in Ireland involved. For just 1 month, now in May, we're saying to people, take up the Gaeilge Be the Arrow Challenge, and then go to www.bethearrow.ie, find out all of the information. It's free to sign up, and everybody who participates. So we're talking about all the grown-ups from 0 to 99. You can do this. This one chance. We're talking to our alumni. We're talking to our presidents, award leaders, the great mentors, the young people as well, if they want to do a little extra now that they've gotten their awards, because there's a lot of completions going on. So a big shout out to the young people who are finishing this month in Donegal. But it's an opportunity for everybody to realise the transformative value of the award.
Because you might have missed out at some point.
Yeah.
It went past you. And it can be an individual, an organisation, a sport group. I don't want to be too prescriptive, because then you might leave things out.
Anyone.
It's anyone or any collection.
The staff here in Highland Radio could decide to do a challenge. Mm. So they can do anything. I mean, you can decide that you want to all go for a 5K walk. Maybe you've never done that. Maybe you want to start knitting something that you thought you might do.
It can be about
do.
Your own personal growth.
Your
it doesn't
own personal.
Happen to be for someone else
you
necessarily.
You could take 10 minutes a day to do a bit of mindfulness or whatever you want. You can go and volunteer somewhere. Whatever you want to do. We have Maria Walsh, our MEP. She's taken on a big challenge to push herself. She's learning the banjo this month. I've decided I'm going to walk 150 kilometres. Everyone's doing something different. We've got different...
That's how diverse.
We've got Jim Gavin, the manager for Dublin, off doing a 5K. So people are kind of getting involved whatever way, and they have until the end of the month to do it. And like I said, it can be for a day, for an hour, every day, whatever you want to do that pushes you a little bit and reminds you of the essence of the award. And everybody will get a beautiful once-off limited edition, because it really is, that's from the President of Ireland saying they did the challenge.
And it's a digital commemoration that you can print off and frame if you wish.
Frame and,
because you'll have earned it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it's lovely. It's a lovely way to, I suppose, celebrate Michael D. Higgins' legacy as well as he finishes his term of office.
And I suppose those who have, been involved in Gaeilge over the 40 years, they can reflect on that too, can't they?
Cause, absolutely.
You know, I'm sure everyone is, not everyone, I'm sure lots of people have different stories about it and how it impacted them or formed or whatever it might be. So it's a good time for reflection. So more information on betheearrow.ie. And you're just being invited to take on a personal challenge during May 2025 as an individual, as a collective. As I say, it's open. It's very open. And you can share your journey on social media using the hashtag BeTheArrow and tag on Gaeilge. That's G-R-I-S-C-E. And also spread the word. Tell your friends and families or work colleagues or indeed plan something in the office or whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
All right. And if you ever felt that you missed out, this is a once in a lifetime chance.
Once in a lifetime. Yeah.
Right, okay.
We may not repeat this again.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Avril?
I just want to say congratulations to all the young people in Donegal who are completing their Gaeilge Awards this month, the bronze, silver and gold level. There's a great culture of doing the award up here.
People are very proud of it.
Very proud.
And rightly so.
And they're doing young people are doing amazing things across their communities. Like, if you look at the last year or so, people are doing hundreds of thousands of hours around the country in every county.
Examples from Donegal? I don't want to thrust.
No, but there's a lot of young people, say, up in the college doing it, in the local school here in Letterkenny are doing it. And they're doing everything from getting involved in their community sports. Yeah. They're in their GAA clubs. Yeah. They're getting out there. They're volunteering. They're park running. They're helping out charities, everything. They're amazing.
Are really involved and have been involved and really proud of their achievement, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone can get involved. A caller says, Gaeilge is very worthwhile to get involved in. It is great self-development. You meet a lot of people that you wouldn't otherwise meet. I'd recommend it to anyone. With Gaeilge, I went to Estonia on two occasions. This is coming from someone who has a gold Gaeilge. Well done.
Brilliant.
Very well earned. Okay, now all of us can get a recognition, a very special once-off commemorative digital Gaeilge challenge cert from President Higgins. So it's all explained on the website, I presume, the process.
Yeah, it's really easy. Go to www.bethearrow.ie. Yeah. It tells you how to register. It's free. Now, and if you wish, you can register and fundraise for the Gaeilge Sus Bursary Fund, and that's for young people who may face marginalisation or may need a little extra uplift, and we run that bursary fund. We announce it every September, so you're contributing to that, but you don't have to. Register for free, enjoy it, tell people about it, spread the word, and help us continue to recognise the amazing impact that young people are having for themselves and others.
Brilliant. And we're blessed on this show in that, be it through transition year, be it through the local Garda Youth Awards, yeah, we speak to so many amazing young people on the weekly here. And it's something we're really proud of. And we're really proud of those people as well. So young people do great things.
They really
and
do.
And it's really nice to recognise them.
And Gashka awardees, you know, are going that extra mile. They really are.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Avril Ryan, CEO of Gashka, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Now, we have a very exciting event coming up this weekend. It's the Letterkenny Motor Show. It's a free, family-friendly event, and it's taking place at the Atlantic Technological University, ATU, their campus, tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And the 2025 theme is Your Road, Your Future. We've had a number of guests involved in this. I'll get them in a mo. First, we'll go to Robert Murray, event lead of the Letterkenny Motor Show. It's a big one, isn't it, Robert? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg, and thanks very much for having us on. It is a big event. It's our second one as well in Letterkenny, so we're really excited about this because we kind of had a trial year in 2023. We had that in Lower Main Street, and this one is in a new venue, as we said, as you said. It's very exciting. It's on tomorrow. We've got 11 local dealerships involved. We've got 20 brands, and we've got great supporters in First Citizen Finance, Letterkenny Chamber, the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, and Britain Insurance, a local broker as well, coming behind us.
And we are blessed, I think, particularly in this county, to have amazing companies, companies that have been established for ages and can rest on their reputation. But this is an opportunity where they all come into the one space, and nothing beats sort of sitting behind the wheel of different vehicles or getting a sense of how it might fit your motoring future.
Absolutely. You've got 20 brands here. So you've got 11 dealers who normally compete against each other all year. And they're coming together. They're working together as well. So actually, it's not just, I'm here just kind of expressing their event. But we've all worked together. They've been involved in the planning for the last number of probably 10 weeks. The ATU have been awesome with us as well. They've been very good to work with. But the dealers themselves, long-standing businesses, there's single franchise dealers, there's dual franchise dealers, there's triple dealers. And they're all excited and ready to go. So hopefully we get some weather.
That'll be grand. Don't worry about that. Daniel Carlin, Area Sales and Portfolio Manager with First Citizens Finance, a show partner and not a... I mean, obviously, these decisions are always considered, but it's an easy one to get involved in this scale of a project here in Letterkenny / Donegal.
Hi, Greg. Yeah, really, really exciting event. Just as you alluded to there, 11 leaderships with 20 brands coming together on the day. So if you're in the market or had a notion to buy a new car, what better way to go and showcase the event? Lots of fun family and events on the day also. So lots to be optimistic about, lots to look forward to. So get down to the ATU tomorrow.
Yeah, in studio with me is Mark Carey, Sales Manager at Highland Motors. Good morning, Mark. And also we have Stephen McCall, Dealer Principal at DMG Motors. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Greg.
We're heading into 252 now, too. We've got this situation whereby there are two, you know, particularly busy times. Stephen, why did you decide to get involved and what are you bringing to the party tomorrow?
Look, I suppose, Greg, it was great to be invited by Robert and the team to showcase our brands. We have three brands, as Robert said. And really, Cooper's new to us, so it's to showcase that along with our long-standing Skoda brand. And look, it's nice to be in the one place. It's nice to show that we're all friends and we can have a bit of banter and a bit of crack. Let the people sit behind the wheel, let them see the cars. Obviously, there's a lot of other things going on as well for the kids and so on. There's competitions, there's going to be some dancing. We might even bring a bit of ice cream if we can get the freezer to work.
Well, don't say it if you're not going to do it.
Oh, no, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Yeah. To be a long-standing sort of, you know, principal in the market here in Donegal, Stephen, it requires, you know, you have to give the full package, don't you, from when someone comes in to look around the showroom to the sales process, the after sales, you know, the support in that regard. It's return custom and loyal custom too. That's a big part of a long running successful car business, I think.
Look, yeah, certainly it's a complete all-rounded package, and I think Mark would probably agree with me. We're all the same. We're not looking to sell you one car or two cars. We're looking for your business for a long, long time, and it's up to us to keep that business and provide you a service that goes long past just selling the car. We all have product. We all have good product. But we got to provide you that experience and that service that's really second to none.
Yeah, and a lot of it's now it's what car suits the client rather than what car is necessarily much better than the other. Mark Carey, as you mentioned there, sales manager at Highland Motors, another long-established business, getting all the same stuff right, because that's how you can stay doing what you're doing, Mark.
Yeah, it's very important that you give the customer the experience that, as Stephen says there, when they come in, as he says, you're not just trying to sell one car to them, you're trying to keep them and their friends and their families for life, because you have to give a very good experience. You have to look after the customer afterwards. It's not just about that one day, dealing on that one day.
Yeah, and what brands will you be showcasing tomorrow?
Well, Highland Motors will have Citroen and Renault and Dacia, and we'll have both cars and commercials at the show at the weekend, so we're looking forward to that big time now.
Yeah, I'm not showing any favouritism, but I've said it before on the show, the Dacia really are getting the act together in terms of styling and accessibility, aren't they? They're really lovely cars now.
Yeah, Dacia have come on.
They've always been nice, but do you know what I'm on about? They've stepped up their game, I think, in the last couple of models.
Without a doubt, they really have, and we're launching the new Dacia Bigster at the show. It'll be unveiled at 11 a.m.
Is it big?
It is a big car.
That's marketing 101.
Might be in the name, Greg.
Have any Skoda Hugsters?
It's a big car with a small price. Yeah. So you'll have to come along and see it now.
And there are people out there who want the hybrid, they want the electric options as well.
Oh, definitely, there's no question about it. And the new Bigster is 100% electrified with hybrid engines. So, and we also have the iconic Renault 5, which is 100% electric. That'll be on display at the show as well.
I like the way the Renault 5 was relaunched and kind of stuck to its roots, if you little bit. This is not a criticism of the Capri, don't get me wrong, but I don't see the old Capri in the new Capri. As I say, it's not a criticism whatsoever, but you can see the old Renault 5 that we remember.
Yeah, you really
can. In the new imagining of it. And Mini did the same as well, of course, when they relaunched the Mini. Robert, that's just a sample of the dealerships. Who else is going to be there? Is the list too long to go through?
No, I don't think so. I think it's important to name people out as well. So I'll run through them here quickly. You've got Connolly Motor Group, Volkswagen, Letterkenny, they're obviously showcasing the Volkswagen brand. Divers Hyundai, McGinley Motors, Mazda, Peugeot and Volvo. Hegarty's Ford, their Ford and Ford commercial vehicles as well. It's not just the passenger on the day as well. It's going to be a mixture of commercials across the board as well. iMotors, that's Kia and Nissan. And they'll have some commercials there as well on the day. Highland Motors, as we know, Mark is there. Renault, Dacia and Citroen on display with those. Manor Motors, Opel, Kelly's, Toyota and Lexus, Letterkenny as well, of course, Toyota and Lexus. Barry Brown Cars, Suzuki. Maxus, Donegal, Maxus and DMG with Stephen there, Seat, Skoda and Cupra. And I think it's probably, like, you know, I suppose our opportunity today as well, if you don't mind me, Greg, is that, like, you know, this is a good showcase for Letterkenny. It's about local business, supporting local businesses as well. It's very important to say it's a free event. This is not going to be we're not trying to make money here on this event. This is actually about bringing the suppliers locally in Letterkenny into the mix. My background, you can hear my accent, is not from Letterkenny. So I'm working with the dealers. I'm actually a colleague with Daniel, so we're First Citizen Finance represented. And we've been working with the dealers in Drogheda for the last 15 years on this project. So we're only showing some of the stuff that can happen in this event tomorrow. Yeah. So we're really hoping that people will come in. And there's parking, which is very important to say. There's easy parking across the Port Road. It's obviously free parking, disabled parking as well available. And the website, of course, has got a lot of details on it. One thing I would ask listeners as well is to go and have a look at the website, because there's some cool things in it. There's a design a mascot challenge that we're doing for primary schools, and that is all around road safety. We're delighted to work as well with Garda Inspector Damien Mulkerns in the Letterkenny station. He's going to be with us on the day with some of his colleagues. He's going to have a motorbike there. He's going to have another vehicle there as well. There's going to be the competition we have is for with Shop LK gift cards. There's €600 of prize money there. So there's €100 for the child. There's €100 for their school in three categories. But we're going to actually build that mascot. So we're looking for the kids of Letterkenny to come up with the real idea. Some people might check out Donegal Daddy. Actually, he's done a great little post on this in the last few days. Worth looking at it. We'll give you a full picture. And also we've got balloon modeling and magic with Kazoo the Clown. We've got face painting, craft tables, games with the Letterkenny CDP, who I have to say have been absolutely brilliant, Margaret and Lorraine.
Okay.
So the list goes on.
What's going on? Right. Daniel Carlin, it's important too to recognise you know the role you guys play and other in the area too in working with the garages to sort of help people to realise their dreams and to do so in an affordable way that they'll come back, of course, as well. But also just actually allows people to get the behind the wheel of a new one, early new car, or even a little bit older.
Absolutely, Greg, without a doubt. As you alluded to earlier, we have lots of fantastic businesses in Donegal in the motor scene. A lot of them going back generations, so it's a really professional approach. And we're only too happy to work with them in collaboration to find the best solution for their customers in relation to their financial needs. So more than happy, and we're delighted to be collaborating and be involved with them, and we're really looking forward to a good, exciting day.
Stephen, what have we seen change in the motor industry most over the last wee while? Is it still traditionally that people want to walk in and have a look around the showroom? It seems people, even though it's a huge purchase, or certainly in the second-hand market, I don't know about the first-hand market, but they're able to trust a company and buy, you know, from down the country, for an example. Is that some of the changes that we're seeing in the motor industry?
I would say, Greg, there's a lot of change, especially probably in those last 10 or 12 years, and the whole world of online. I mean, we're sitting here today, and we're not just on the radio anymore. We're live. We're visible, and I suppose from the motor industry, we've become very visible. We've become very accountable. We always were accountable, but certainly people can do a lot more shopping before they ever arrive in the street.
Yeah, because you'd never have imagined buying a car for $16,000 online 20 years ago. Yet, you know, now with the reputation of companies, with the follow-up support and all that kind of stuff, people are prepared to do that. It's I'm not saying it's replacing anything, but it just goes to show. And I think that's down to the reputation and service, you know, really. I think you have to have that.
I think the customer will still ultimately come to your showroom to complete that purchase.
They still want to have a look at it.
Yeah. they still want to touch it and still want to feel it. And I mean, that's why we all have the premises that we have. And that certainly adds to it. But your reputation is built over the years with your customers. They can do an awful lot of looking. They can do an awful lot of research now before we ever see them.
Yeah.
I sometimes would say to the boys, like, you know, the customer really knows more than you do when they walk through the door. So, you know, and it's back to one very simple thing. It's just being honest.
Yeah.
Being honest and upfront with them. You know.
Mark, nice to get out of the space that you're so familiar with and see old customers and potentially new customers in a different environment too. It's a nice day out for you and whoever you bring with you.
Oh, it certainly is. It's great to get out there and meet all the public and see all the different people who are coming in. As you say, it's good to see your old customers coming in. You can have a bit of crack and a bit of banter with them and meet new people and see how you get on.
All right, great stuff. Thanks very much. Robert Murray, event lead at Letterkenny Motor Show. Fingers crossed, I think we're going to get the best of the weather around the country tomorrow, so people shouldn't be discouraged. And best of luck with it. I'm sure it'll be hugely successful. It's in a great venue, great parking and access. So I'm sure it'll be a success.
Greg, just one more last thing, if you don't mind.
Of course, there's always one more last thing.
Yeah, I know.
Are you trying to get me go metallic? What?
This is an important one because we've got a very kind of a special attraction, which is the DeLorean on display as well.
Oh, lovely.
To add a bit of fun. Now, obviously, Donegal are playing tomorrow, so we want to wish them very best of luck. So if you wear your colours, come in and get a photograph with the DeLorean. And we have got 80 tickets in partnership with the Century Complex to give away for the cinema, for any cinema of your choice over the next month. We've got 80, so when they're gone, they're gone. But each ticket is a pack of a seat, a drink, and a popcorn. So come in and get your seats, families.
Okay, DeLorean's a remarkable car story when you think about it. All right, listen, thanks very much indeed. Look after yourself, Daniel. Take care. Thanks for joining us. It's been nice having you on the show as well. What are you behind the wheel of there?
Mazda.
I've had Mazdas. I've realised I've had every car now, if the truth be told. All right, brilliant stuff. I had a big estate Mazda 3.6. Can't remember which one it was. Beautiful car. You could change the heating on the steering wheel. I've never seen it before or since. Anyway, that's besides the point. Mark Carey, sales manager at Highland Motors. Continued success. Enjoy tomorrow.
Thanks so much for
calling across to us. And Stephen McCall, dealer principal at DMG Motors. And both of you guys, it's not just about tomorrow. You're there all the time with your superb teams, waiting for people to come in and have a chat and see what you can put them behind the wheel of. And I think particularly having three brands each, there's something for everyone, isn't there?
Well, there certainly is, yeah. It's great to have a multitude of brands that you can offer.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
A shout out there to Robert there, because without the amount of effort, energy and the tireless work that Robert puts into this, this Letterkenny Motor Show would not happen. Yeah. So that is a real credit to Robert.
You wouldn't want to be at the start of one of these processes to think, like, how the hell are we going to make this happen? But anyway,
Robert leaves it very, very easy for us. We line up our cars and we arrive, and he has a lot of legwork.
Brilliant. Excellent stuff. All right. Thanks again to Robert Murray, Daniel Carlin, and a big thanks to Mark Carey and Stephen McCall. That is the Letterkenny Motor Show. It runs tomorrow. Over 100 brand new 252 Reg models from 11 brilliant local dealerships, representing 20 top marquees, will be on display. You'll get the chance to sit behind the wheel, explore your options, and discover the vehicle that is right for you. And we're doing something down there. I don't know what it is, though, because was that given to me specifically? I don't know. Anyway, we're talking about it today. That'll do for now.
One other thing there, Greg.
Go ahead. There's always one other thing with
it's
you
not,
boys.
It's not metallic paint.
with the rims.
They're bringing, you'll probably be aware that for Relay for Life,
yes,
we're doing a car push, and all the gyms are going to bring their cars tomorrow and display the cars for the car push tomorrow. So we'll have them on display as well.
Okay, the DeLorean's on display. There's lots of stuff for all of the family. There's a games corner, dance performance too by Pine Hill Studios. I've seen them, they're brilliant. And so much more besides, clowns and everything. It's going to be a great day. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. so you'll get wrapped up back home in front of the telly to watch the football as well. What else could we do for you? Take care, back with more after the break. So just for context and not loaded in any way, obviously we're a population of 160,000 plus here in Donegal. At the moment, there's 2,071 people in IPASS centres here. 892 of them are children. So out of a population of 160,000 at the moment, there are 1,200 adults in IPASS centres. And I'm not saying that's too high. I'm not saying that's too low. I'm simply saying that that is the figure. And there are 30 of these centres around the county. So as it stands now, 2,071 people are in IPASS centres. 8 in Donegal, and 890 those of kids. So that means there's about 12 or 1300 adults, IPASS applicants in Donegal out of our population of in excess of 160,000. And I was to say, some might say one's too many, some might say bring it on. You know what I mean? I'm not making a judgment call. So the statement from Donegal County Council, signed by the councillors, is as follows. Donegal is a county where everyone belongs. We are committed to integration, inclusion, equality and respect for all communities. Through our Black and Minority Ethnic Inclusion Strategy, we send a clear message. There is no place for hate here, only welcome, respect and a shared sense of community. So there's no reference to the the march itself that took place. That being said, you know, the hashtags there, they're also sticking out there is hashtag anti-racism, hashtag Donegal for all, hashtag Donegal. So that being put out in the days leading up to a rally, some might say, oh, well, we know what you're talking about there. That's not for me to say. I just give you the facts and then you make up your own mind. Greg, is there any chance you could announce on your show if anyone has tickets for the Donegal final on Saturday at the Hill Terrace End for sale? Desperately needed, please. We have a number here. I will say one thing, that I probably have 20-25 requests to put out about tickets, and I simply just can't take that on. I know some people are messaging me, and I will get back and explain the situation, but my my own social media or even this show would be just effectively trying to put tickets from one person's hands into the other, and it's just beyond the time that I have. There's an awful lot of people in the same situation, and I can't really help, unfortunately. So that's all. But we'll make any announcements as they come in.